Latinos comprise a third of the city's population and about a fifth of registered voters. For a generation, that Latino vote in New York has been up for grabs. But this year, as WNYC's Mirella Ivorek reports, the community is lining up overwhelmingly behind the Democrat.
Politicians have been courting Latino voters for months. Democratic candidate Bill de Blasio released an online Spanish ad this summer.
Hoy en Nueva York estamos viviendo una historia de dos ciudades.
And the Republican candidate Joe Lora makes his pitch on Latino talk shows.
Señor John Lora, welcome to one of the Latino radio stations.
Hola.
We're making history here.
De Blasio and Lora are frequently seen in Latino neighborhoods, for good reason. There are over 700,000 registered Latino voters in the city. Ask these voters whom they'll vote for, and more often you'll hear...
De Blasio. That's my man.
69-year-old Jerry Cabeza, who lives in Washington Heights, has a simple explanation of why he likes de Blasio.
I like the idea that he's interracial marriage, that he got a black wife. That would be an example for this city. That's what we need.
Whether it's de Blasio's multiracial family or the issues that he's running on, Luis Miranda says the Democratic candidate strategy is working with Latino voters. Miranda is the managing partner at the Miram Group, a political consulting firm.
When Bill talks about taxing the richest New Yorkers to create pre-kindergarten opportunities for every child, that resonates.
De Blasio has the support of somewhere between 68 to 79% of Hispanic voters, depending on the poll. Independent Party's candidate, Adolfo Carrion, is of Puerto Rican descent, but his campaign hasn't gained much traction. Miranda says de Blasio's emphasis on inequality among New Yorkers, the tale of two cities, is particularly appealing to Latino voters.
We're overwhelmingly working class, and we do want, in a distressed economic situation, we want those who have more to do a little more.
The lead that de Blasio appears to have also means that for the first time in at least 25 years, a Republican candidate might win fewer than 3 in 10 Hispanic voters. Only 10 to 18% of Hispanic voters have expressed support for Lora in the polls.
And so you have Lora, who's basically comes in as a, we've seen more as a traditional a Republican Party candidate than Bloomberg was.
Angelo Falcón is the president of the National Institute for Latino Policy. Falcón says Bloomberg won over 40% of the Latino vote in 2001 and 9 because he was an out-of-the-mold candidate who poured a lot of money into his campaigns. Lora doesn't have those advantages working in his favor. But Falcón adds Bloomberg also faced Democratic opponents whom Latinos didn't consider strong enough.
It was more like a skepticism or a disenchantment with the Democratic Party, that there's a little bit of a kind of a protest in terms of people not feeling as attached to the Democratic Party.
Falcón says that Latinos are inclined to show more loyalty to the Democratic Party in this election. De Blasio won the majority of the Latino vote in the primary. Lora's also not punching through the way his former boss and now supporter did.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of the city of New York, Rudolph W. Giuliani.
Giuliani won over 30% of the Latino vote in 1989 and 1993, and over 40% in 1997.
I'll place a much greater emphasis on stricter enforcement of the law to reverse the growing trend of ever-increasing tolerance for lawless behavior.
John Mollenkopf, a professor of political science and sociology at CUNY, says many Latinos appreciated Giuliani's tough-on-crime approach.
It showed to me that a sort of conservative law and order, anti-welfare, take care of yourself, but let's maintain order at all costs, has an appeal in poor Latino and immigrant communities because they're the ones that have been most beset with crime problems.
Hispanics rank jobs, health care, and education as top issues, but immigration is close to their hearts. Fernando Ferrer was a Latino candidate in a Democratic primary in 2001 and in the general election in 2005 against Bloomberg. He says the anti-immigrant rhetoric espoused by some Republicans on the national level is another factor working against Lora.
To the largest possible extent, the Republican candidate for mayor is suffering from the damage to the Republican brand. Wearing that Republican brand is like literally having a millstone tied around your neck.
Even if the odds of a significant share of the Latino vote are stacked against Loda, there are 3 weeks before the election. And as Bill de Blasio has shown in the primary, a few weeks sometimes can make a difference. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivarek.